USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is heading to Texas later this week after historic winter storms. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Texas on Friday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the Bidens will land in Houston and have meetings with state and local officials.
While in Texas, the president will also visit a COVID health center where vaccines are being distributed.
The Lone Star State finally thawing out after being devastated by a historic winter storm and Arctic blast.
And four members of the board of Texas's power grid operator will resign following the blackouts during last week's storms. The board's chairwoman, vice chairman, and two other members announced their intent Tuesday to resign from the board of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. More than 3 million people were left without power during the brutal winter weather last week, with ERCOT citing frozen equipment for the loss of power output. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tiger Woods was injured in a rollover crash Tuesday in California. Police say his vehicle was involved in a single-vehicle rollover crash, with Woods suffering serious injuries to both legs. His injuries are not life-threatening, and he underwent surgery after being transferred to an L.A. hospital. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says Woods is lucky to be alive.
The interior of the cabinet of the vehicle was more or less intact. The front end was totally destroyed. The bumpers, everything was destroyed. Airbags deployed, all of that. And however, thankfully, the interior was more or less intact, which kind of gave him the cushion to survive otherwise would have been a fatal crash.
The sheriff also said there was no evidence of impairment in the crash. Former President Donald Trump also reacting to his friend's accident, telling Fox News,
"He's overcome a lot, but he's had an incredible life, and he's going to continue to have an incredible life. But now he'll recover from this. It's pretty bad on the legs, I understand, and he'll figure a way."
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
House Democrats have signed on to a resolution called the For the People Act that would enact a number of changes to election law. Republicans have called the bill a federal takeover of states' election laws. The resolution would create automatic voter registration and expand early voting and voting by mail. It would also restore voting rights to felons who have completed their sentences and force Congress to grant statehood to the District of Columbia. Congressman Jim Jordan says there are even more aspects of the bill that make it ridiculous. The Ohio Republican tells Newsmax TV that the American people should not stand for their tax dollars funding congressional campaigns.
This House Bill 1, House Resolution 1, this is crazy. This weaponizes the IRS, basically says, you remember when Lois Lerner went after Tea Party groups? This basically codifies, makes it the Lois Lerner law. So weaponize the IRS. They can go after conservative groups seeking tax exempt status. They can go after them. It forces taxpayers to pay for campaigns, and of course, it codifies all the problems in the 2020 election, as you pointed out, with mail-in balloting. But think about this. Think about the taxpayer financing the campaigns. So right now you have all these politicians in Washington doing all kinds of crazy things, spending taxpayer dollars on all kinds of ridiculous things, and then they say, oh, by the way, voters, we're going to use your money to make sure I get reelected. Such a deal. So, yeah, this is where the left is going. It is crazy. And the American people, I think, see it for how ridiculous it is.
The bill is expected to hit the House floor in mid-March. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.